So let's take a moment and pray for the Holy Spirit for God's inspiration this morning as we think about the Word of God. Prophet Isaiah went to the Jewish people. They were having a very hard time. They were in captivity. And they couldn't do what they really wanted to do because of this, the rulers they had. And so they were so discouraged. Anyway, so here comes John, here comes Prophet Isaiah. And he says, because he's speaking for God, he says, "Fear not. Not be afraid. I have grasped you by the hand. I will bring you out. I will make you prosperous. You'll be like a garden that's planted and watered and sowing all these flowers. I'll make that a green, wonderful, beautiful garden. So I have grasped you by the hand." So they're all going, "There's my hand. I'm more grasped by the hand." And you know what happened to a little Saint Bernard that I don't get into the shit. Anyway, you could imagine who Saint Bernard is. She was the one Blessed Virgin appeared to the Lourdes, France. Remember? And then she went and told everybody that she saw the Blessed Virgin. Everybody said, "Come on, you did not see the Blessed Virgin." So she said, "Yes, I did." And anyway, so she prayed. She would pray, I think she was saying it all Mary. And every time she prayed, it was like she was using her hand. "Grasp me by the hand, they don't believe me. I saw her, I know I did." So anyway, she kept praying, and she said, "Is anybody grasping me?" But finally, what happened was that she started to, and the Blessed Virgin said, "Start digging a hole right where I'm hearing, in the ground." She said, "Okay," she did, and water came up. And they started making a little tub thing out of it. And sure enough, there was a little baby that was really sick. And they put the baby in the water. And the baby was healed like that. And everybody, "Oh, uh-oh. Yeah." She reached up her hand when she prayed. Whammo. She was grasped out of the hand. The Blessed Virgin heard her prayer. And God helped her. A miracle. And somebody told me too, a high school student was telling me about, he had this huge test coming up. And he said, "Man, I get so nervous." I said, "Well, are you studying?" He said, "Yeah, but I'm so nervous. I got this test." I said, "Reach up your hand so he can grasp my hand." So say simple, what's your favorite prayer? I don't know. Whatever your favorite prayers are, say your prayers and see what happens. And he came to me later on and said, "It worked." I said these prayers before I took the test. "Good, how'd you do?" Went into the test. I was so calm. I was Mr. Calm, Mr. Confident. And I did very well. Well, you know why? Because if you're calm, your brain works better. When you're nervous, your brain goes far less. So anyway, yeah. So when you pray, God answered by calming him down. He had to study, of course, but then because he was so calm, he reached up his hand. He was so calm, he did fine. He did fine. So that's why, no matter what situation you're in, today's reading, "I have grasped you by the hand." Okay, but you know what? Get the hand up there. Say some prayer. "Come on, Lord, grip my hand, grasp me by the hand." So you pray, and it works out. It just does. It's fantastic. Well, that's why. Now, we're going to have a little drill up here in a couple weeks. The baby Jesus, okay? And, hey, you guys, when you see the little doll of the baby Jesus laying in the crib, where are his hands? When you look at that little doll in the crib. When you look at that, where are his hands? Yeah. In the air. Right. What grade are you in? And who's your teacher? Oh, you have a wonderful teacher. Good. Okay, Mr. Love. Okay. So anyway, that's all right. So the baby Jesus, his hands are, come on, Father, I'm grasping so I can complete my mission on earth. Wow. So that's what you do. You reach out.